This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Halloween is tomorrow, of course, but the spooky consumer-driven holiday has been possessing the city of Salem for weeks now. This month, an estimated 500,000 visitors descend on Witch City, seeking scares in a place known for the witch trials hysteria of 1692. WBUR's Andrea Shea visited Salem to learn about the challenges of balancing its dark history with a commerce and fun of Halloween.
Salem's open-air pedestrian mall is a brew of musicians, merchants selling pointy hats, and costumed licensed performers like Bora Brewington Snaggletooth the 13th.
Young man, will you kindly take a picture of them with their phone? Dead body!
The playful, extravagantly decked-out witch embodies the tension between Salem's carnival vibe in October and its horrifying past. Opportunities to engage with both are everywhere, so the city puts up a seasonal visitor center to give people guidance.
They know Salem Witch, and they know Witch Halloween, and they don't necessarily understand what all the connections are, so I think it's our job to help connect the dots.
Kate Fox is executive director of Destination Salem, the city's marketing organization. She jokes her job often entails teaching lessons in which witch is which, especially at Halloween. Popular movie witches inspired Mark Smith and Kaylin Close to travel from Maryland.
We watch Hocus Pocus a lot, yeah. And Practical
Every
Magic.
Every Halloween we watch Hocus Pocus. That's about all we know.
So we finally... We've been wanting to come for years, so we finally just booked our trip.
Now they're eager to learn. Kate Fox is well-versed in distinguishing holiday from history.
The Salem Witch Trials do not have a direct relationship to Halloween, and the people who were accused and condemned in 1692 were not witches. They were innocent people, and they were victims of a social crisis.
Pop culture, including Arthur Miller's 1953 play The Crucible, has fueled misperceptions and Salem's witch tourism economy. Fox says many of the attractions, museums, and more than 24 walking tours can open visitors' eyes. One named Bewitched After Dark stops at a bronze statue of Samantha from the iconic TV show. It briefly filmed in Salem in 1970.
Once those episodes air, people come from all over the country to get a look at the Witch City. And about that point, we start painting witches on just about everything in town. You guys seen our police cars yet? There's a witch on them.
In Witch City, October generates more than one-third of annual tourism spending, an estimated $42 million. Down the way, a seriously creepy witch terrifies a gleeful tourist, steps from the old town hall where people can participate in a history-based reenactment.
Now, good people, has anyone here served on a witchcraft jury before?
Cry Innocent is an immersive way to learn about Bridget Bishop, one of the more than 200 Puritans accused of being a witch. Artistic director Christina Wacombe-Stevick says people in the audience can ask questions and vote on her fate.
They learn, of course, at the end of the show that Bridget Bishop did historically go to trial, and she was convicted of witchcraft, and she was hanged on June 10th, 1692.
Stevick says the show allows people to dip a toe into history. They can go deeper down the road at the Salem Witch Museum.
Do you believe in witches? Millions of your ancestors did.
Visitors sit on stools in a dark room, surrounded by life-size dioramas lining the walls. They're guided through a 45-minute presentation on what drove the Puritans to accuse and execute members of their community.
Witch! Witch!
Assistant Education Director Jill Christensen says in October, 60,000 people pass through the Salem Witch Museum and the lines stretch down the street.
There'll be people who say, are things going to jump out at us? And we say, no, it's not spooky. It's a tragic story.
Visitors can contemplate what the witch trial victims endured a short walk from the museum at a park built in 1992. Many were women, were poor, and were oppressed. Mayor Kim Driscoll says lessons learned from their persecution are alive in Salem today.
I think what grew out of the witch trials is a community ethos around inclusiveness, and it's a pretty accepting place. And I think that's, if there's a lasting legacy, we want it to be, how do we fulfill that? How do we fulfill that as a mission?
Part of that mission, Driscoll says, is welcoming tourists to Salem, a former manufacturing city with businesses that rely on Halloween. Hex Old World Witchery sells touristy things like shot glasses, but also supplies for real magical practice, including candles, herbs, and brooms. Leanne Marama is a full-time psychic and a modern witch. She says October crowds at the shop can be rough.
I've seen costumes where people are dressed as pilgrims with nooses around their necks. But if they stay a little longer, that noose around their neck will feel a little tight and embarrassed, because when you really read what happened, you'll be able to pause and think, maybe we're reliving a little bit of this history right now.
But Marama says Salem is a place where people can feel free, not just in October.
People have called this city a tourist trap, but it isn't. It's an awakening for a lot of folks.
Marama says Salem has always accepted her and other 21st century witches who celebrate Halloween as a high holiday. And she welcomes the opportunity to teach tourists about her home. City officials estimate upwards of 50,000 visitors brave the traffic on fair-weather Halloweens. Come November 1st, Salem will feel more like a quiet ghost town than Witch City, at least for a day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.